Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, it's a new week. This week, we're going to talk all about success.
This is hard to do, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It reminds me of the things I should be doing, things that I'm not doing as well as I should do.
That's right.
So this has been a bit of a, challenge for me.
It's a great point because, we all struggle with some of this stuff. Right. And it's difficult for everyone to really be on top of and doing the things that they need to be doing. But before we really get into today's article, I wanted to mention that this past weekend, we participated in a walk. Out of the darkness walk for suicide prevention. Well, you were doing a training, so you didn't get to participate, but we told you all about it.
Right.
What a fantastic
good experience
it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to post some pictures, and I'll put the link to the associations or just the website and everything. Mm-hmm. But there were over 200 people there walking just to raise awareness for suicide prevention. It was a fantastic It was just a fantastic event, and our practice got to be a part of that, and it was great.
We were one of the co-sponsors, weren't we?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had a little table with stuff out there and everything.
Yeah. But suicide is one of those things that we have talked about on numerous occasions here on the program. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad we were invited to participate in that. I hope we can do more with that organization. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So the link is in the show notes. If you have any interest in learning more about suicide prevention or what you or anyone could be doing to help raise more awareness, so that we can reduce the prevalence. Right. And so check that out in the show notes. You'll be able to get right to it.
And while you were doing that,
you were doing some training.
I was in a 2-day training with mostly attorneys, learning how to do something called collaborative divorce, which is a non-litigated and non-adversarial approach to divorce.
Yeah.
So we're very excited about that. We'll be the first group trained here in Polk County.
Yeah, in
so
our area.
I'll be the first trained mental health facilitator for that new venture.
Yeah.
It's actually a new state law. I didn't know that either until we started. It's a new state law. Collaborative divorce is an alternative to traditional divorce.
Fantastic.
So we'll talk more about that in other programs.
Absolutely, and we'll all be getting that training.
Hopefully, eventually. Yes. Then training continues.
Yes.
So there are other levels of training that I'll be getting. So looking forward to that. Yes, I will.
You'll be well trained.
I will be well trained. It takes a while to get very good at it.
I'm sure.
But the people who do this mainly are in South Florida. They're in Miami, and it's become much more common there.
Mm-hmm.
But we will be the first site in this area.
Right.
To undertake that.
So, perfect.
Very happy about that.
Right. So we had an eventful weekend.
Right.
But again, this week we're going to talk all about success and what does success mean and how do you achieve success and what are some of the barriers that prevent us from finding success. And we're going to start out with this article from Thrive Global. Mm-hmm. It's part of this medium. It seems to be somewhat of a, curated type of
rather program. Rather than rough read.
Right.
Right.
And so different people can write for it.
Right.
But the name of this article is, "Here's the Strategy Elite Athletes Follow to Perform at the Highest Level." And it's written by Ryan Holiday. And I don't know Ryan Holiday's...
He is a fairly prolific writer. He has a website with recommended texts that you might want to read, and I think I'm gonna read a couple of those.
Yeah,
that are germane to our work. So he's a fairly prolific author, though.
Right. Yeah. He's written "Ego Is the Enemy." He's written "The Obstacle."
I think that's
is the
one
way.
That I want to read. "Ego Is the Enemy."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the link to this article is in the show notes, but. It is an interesting read about, again, sort of this approach. And I like that they go with Saban.
Like, he, as most of our listeners know, Dr. Bernie is not a fan of American football.
I don't watch much American football.
And this has particular relevance today, mm-hmm. after last night.
Does it?
And you would say, why? Like, I say why when you talk about the Premier League.
Well,
because I have no idea what the Premier League is. Mm-hmm.
I know that somebody won and somebody lost.
He doesn't know.
I know that UCF...
This is one of those few times where I know more than he does about this.
He thinks. Go ahead.
No, what happened was the performance of elite athletes, mm-hmm. is, how would you say it? It's expressed as the process.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's mm-hmm. what they talk about, the process.
Right.
And it's a process. It's a phenomenon mm-hmm. that's associated with Nick Saban.
Right.
Nick Saban is the coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Roll Tide.
Very successful program mm-hmm. since he took over several years ago. But Nick Saban learned about this from a psychiatrist.
Right.
When he was the coach, Nick Saban was an assistant coach or head coach mm-hmm. at Michigan State
right.
for 4 years. And while he was there, met Dr. Lionel Rosen.
Right.
Who completely changed the mindset of the football team mm-hmm. at Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fascinating
right.
change in mental attitude, because you wonder why certain coaches are so successful,
mm-hmm.
whether they're
mm-hmm.
soccer coaches. Have you ever heard about this with soccer?
Does
anybody talk about it? Or
no, but as we were going through some of the examples of where we can see where different right. coaches attempt to put this into place, you see the same thing in soccer.
Okay. So you do see
most
it.
Other sports, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. okay. Because to put it in a nutshell, most of us focus on grand goals. You know,
right.
I want to win the Super
outcome.
Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I want to win the BCS championship,
right.
and we hear about that in the media all the time. Mm-hmm. World Series and mm-hmm. the Stanley Cup, and we're going to do this and we're going
right.
to do that. And what I'm going to let you explain it, though, what Rosen said.
Yeah.
You know, that this whole concept of 7 seconds
right.
is absolutely fascinating.
Yeah. Well, the idea is that, you know, our brain can only process so much.
That's right.
And we only have so much control
right.
over things. And so when you think about, you know, it's the beginning of the season and if your goal is to make it to the Super Bowl or to make it to the BCS championship,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There are so many factors that come into play between the beginning of a season and the ultimate
right.
goal. There is no way for the brain to process that level of information.
Right.
It just can't happen.
No, because there are
so many
factors. Right. There are 11 players on a team, but there's an offense and a defense. So you
mm-hmm.
have 22 immediately.
Right.
Then you have special teams, so that's two more teams. And then you have substitutes who
mm-hmm.
are good at one thing and not
right.
so good. So you have, there are so many variables that you just can't keep track of
right.
all of them.
Okay? Right.
And to try to do so is folly, and it leads to failure.
Right. And so then they broke it down to a game.
Right.
Even a game,
has
from the beginning of the game to the end of the game, is too much information for us to, because there's so many variables at play.
That's right.
Once again. And so what they talk about is just, let's just focus on the next play. Because the most plays in football last 7 seconds.
Right. That's right.
And so 7 seconds is absolutely within our brain's range of functioning. We can control and we can, you know, anticipate and we can manage
mm-hmm.
7 seconds worth of activity.
That's right. I can deal with one play. Okay, that's
right.
That's all we want to do right now, is I want to do what I'm supposed to do on this single play.
Right. And so what Nick Saban learned and he has implemented at Alabama is we're going to focus on every game, every situation that we're in, on a play-by-play-by-play basis.
Right, right.
And we're not going to think about 2 games from now. We're not going to think about, you know, what's going to
mm-hmm.
happen at the end of the season. We're going to think about right now, because
right.
right now is the only thing that we can really do anything about.
That's right. And when I first read this, because I had never seen this concept of 7 seconds before, I sort
right.
of had a sort of an odd notion of, you play one point at a time, you
right.
know, or in baseball, well, you have to forget that somebody just hit a home run and
right.
get back to your game.
Right.
So I had this vague notion of 7 seconds, but never put it together quite
right.
this way.
Yeah. And you know, we hear it, and this is where it relates with other sports and things
mm-hmm.
like that, is that, you know, when you're interviewing, when you see these folks interviewed athletes and stuff mm-hmm. interviewed after a match or a game or something, they say, well, you know, you've got, you know, in a couple of weeks you're going to be playing right. in this place, or you've got the, you know, you've got mm-hmm. the, you've got the playoffs coming up, you know,
right.
what are you thinking about that? How are you preparing for that? Well, you know, right. we're just going to take everything one game at a time.
We're going to take
you know,
one.
We're really just focusing right. on next week when we're playing so-and-so,
right.
and, you know, we're just going to work every day to get... What they're saying is that we're narrowing
right.
what we're trying to control.
Right.
We're narrowing what we're trying to concentrate on, because mm-hmm. to go beyond that
right.
is just overwhelming for...
And yeah, nobody can do it.
Unnecessary, right. yeah.
And, you know, the other place this has shown up, and that I've done a little bit of research, is with fighter pilots.
Right.
Because there's so much... Jets have become so fast and so powerful mm-hmm. that there's a limit as to what the pilot can do. That how much data, the study was, how much data can a human brain process right. in a dogfight, for example.
Right.
And so they do these elaborate studies mm-hmm. with brain mapping and everything to see where the breaking point is.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of these tasks have to be turned over to computers
right.
because the human brain just can't control all the variables.
Right, because surprisingly, it's not a whole lot. I mean, we can...
You mean the
brain... That we can manage, right?
right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we think... that we have this ability to manage
right.
all these things. And if you're a parent out there, think about how much control you have over your kids.
Right.
You think, oh, no, my kids, mm-hmm. I have
no.
to.
Right.
How many times do you have to redirect them and you have to pull
right.
them back and you have to tell them the same thing over and over
mm-hmm.
and over again?
Right.
It's because you don't have as much control over all those variables as you would really like
right.
to or
right.
or think that you do.
Mm-hmm.
So how does this relate to succeeding? How does
right.
this relate to,
mm-hmm.
you know, what
to,
helping
to,
you?
Like, no, we're not... elite athletes.
Right.
So how does this relate to us in our more normal existence,
right.
our more normal lives?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So the New Year's coming up.
Well, I was going to say that when we introduced this topic of success, this is a perfect month to talk about
yeah.
it, because we're all going to be thinking about what we didn't do well in 2017 and what we plan to do better in 2018.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the New Year's coming up and we're going to all be setting goals. And as the new year approaches, we're going to talk about the difference between setting goals and setting New Year's resolutions.
Right.
We'll talk about the difference between those two things. But in the meantime, we know that we're going to be setting some goals and some aspirations
right.
for 2018.
Mm-hmm.
What we have to incorporate into that is a way to break that goal down
right.
into something that we can really manage.
Right.
Into
right.
our own 7 seconds.
Right.
Because you're not going to be able, you know, if your goal is to lose 25 pounds, you're not going to lose 25 pounds fast enough for you to be able to control all of those variables.
You're not going to lose 25 pounds in January.
Right.
Not without bariatric surgery.
Some
dread disease.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. If you got a really bad case of the flu or something.
Right.
That wouldn't...
That lasted a month.
That wouldn't be a good way to
right.
lose weight. But right. So instead, we have to break it down into chunks that are manageable. Something
right.
that you can do in, you know, to use this
mm-hmm.
sort of as an analogy, into 7-second plays.
Right, right. Or one day at a time.
Right.
You know, that's the whole AA,
right.
Alcoholics Anonymous. It's let's just stay sober today.
Right.
Know, don't worry about tomorrow.
Right.
Let's just stay sober today. I can do today.
Right.
Okay.
And that's the mentality, that's the perspective that we have to maintain, and that... You know, as we're going through different things this week, and again, thinking about the new year, the important aspect or the
mm-hmm.
important factor that we have to hold on to is, I'm just going to do the best I can do for right now.
That's right.
And if I'm doing the best that I can do for right now throughout the day,
mm-hmm.
by the end of the day, I'm going to have done okay.
And you and I teach at the college level,
right.
the university level, and we're at the end of the semester.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the semester, you have grades.
Yeah.
You have papers to grade and grades to calculate.
Yes.
And it is a groaning, it is an overwhelming task to grade papers.
Yeah.
It is for every faculty member. And you see this stack, if you're teaching 2 or 3 courses, you see these stacks of papers. Now you
mm-hmm.
see folders in computers
mm-hmm.
of papers.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, it's an enormous mountain of papers.
Right.
You do one class at a time. You know,
yes.
you just, what? How much can I do today?
One page at a time.
That's right. And so you set your 7-second goal. What can
yeah.
I do today?
Exactly.
You know, I don't have to do the entire class. I just have
yeah.
to do a single assignment and get that finished today.
Yeah.
Do it well get that finished, and then move on to the next one.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so changing your diet, increasing your the amount that you exercise.
Right.
If you just do it just today, mm-hmm. and then tomorrow, you just do it for the day.
Right.
And then the next day, just do it for mm-hmm. today.
Right.
Before you know it, you're creating new habits. You have created new routines and, mm-hmm. and new behaviors that are going to help you achieve your ultimate goal. All the while, you're not even focusing on your ultimate goal.
Right.
It's just right. going to happen because you know that each day you just need to do this.
That's right.
I'm just not going to eat any cupcakes today.
Right.
I'm not going to eat one.
I'm just not going to eat carbohydrates today.
Right.
What defeats us is when we say, I can't have pasta for the rest of my life.
Right.
No. You just can't right. have it today.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's all you have to do is right. deal with it today.
Right.
I can't have bread today.
Right.
And we're not nobody's asking you to give it up for the rest of your life.
Not yet.
You just, he might. We have to warn you. Oh. Dr. B might ask you to give it up forever.
Yes.
Most of us, however, would say, no, don't think, that's self-defeating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you think,
yeah,
geez, I don't want to do this for the rest of my life.
Right.
You know, I can never do that again as long as I live.
Right.
No, that becomes overwhelming.
Absolutely.
But today is not, but I can do it today.
Today's manageable.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you need to break it down even further, for this meal, for this
That's
snack,
mm-hmm.
you know, you could even break it down even further than that.
Right.
It doesn't have to be, like you said, it doesn't have to be forever. Mm-hmm. It just has to be for right now.
Right. Now, the other part of this that we frequently forget, that I have struggled with personally,
mm-hmm.
is that he has a line in here about disorder and, is it distraction,
mm-hmm.
is the enemy here.
Right.
Because what you have to be able to do is, this does require that you can look at a task
mm-hmm.
and say, okay, how can I divide this up?
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is we get overwhelmed by the size right. of projects
right.
or the length of projects or the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all obstacles that get in the way, because what you have to be able to do is say, okay, what is the task?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to divide it into pieces
right.
that are manageable.
Right.
So you have to be able to have some, if you can't sort out all mm-hmm. the variables and say,
right.
this is what I have to do. And that's the one skill that you're going to need to do.
Right.
And that's what the coaches have done, is they've said, let's just concentrate on this single play.
Okay. Right.
And we have to do the same thing. How do I approach this mountain of papers that mm-hmm. I have to read and evaluate?
Right.
Well, I divide that into manageable pieces.
Right.
If I can't do that, this is going to be a very difficult task.
Right.
So you have to be able to divide it into manageable chunks.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Is that it?
That's, I think, it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's it for today. Thanks so much for listening. You know, we've mentioned it a few times now. I'm trying to remember to mention it more often.
Right.
To make sure that you subscribe to us on YouTube and subscribe to us on iTunes or Google Play Music or wherever you might get your
right.
podcast, or wherever, on whatever medium our podcast may be present. I don't even know. You can, what?
My New Year's resolution is to get a Twitter account.
If you guys only knew
how often I'm so happy about that.
If you guys only knew how often he mentions this. But, you know.
But I'm going to take action.
Share us with your friends and family so that other people can subscribe and follow us and get involved in part of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, check us out. We have that new Patreon page, patreon.com/TheMentalBreakdown.
People have started to ask me about that.
I'm glad that they're
yeah.
asking, because
supporting are
gonna start. Mm-hmm. Us through Patreon, anything that you can and
right.
you're willing to be able to do, it would be great just to help us get some help
mm-hmm.
as we're getting ready for 2018, right. because we got a lot of plans for 2018. We've got some classes and courses and workshops and all that kinds of stuff planned. We just need a little bit of help and support to be able
right.
to, you know, carve out the time to get those things mm-hmm. done.
Yep.
So
time is of the essence.
Yeah.
We need
yeah.
more time.
Exactly.
Neat.
And we create time by being able to get somebody here to
right.
you know, pass some of this work on to
right.
that they can do.
Yeah, some of the things we're doing, taking time to do now, we could right. turn over to others who
right.
are completely capable of doing it. And it will free us up
yeah.
to chart some new paths.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
So all right.
Help us out.
Check that out. All the link to all that stuff is in the show notes.
Right.
So check those things out.
Mm-hmm.
Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.